Vnasati Esev Basadcha Livimzecha. And I'll place vegetation in your field for your animals. So, yes, there'll be animal fodder if we do the will of Hashem. We listen to his voice. Question is, it already said, Vasafta de Ganecha, you gather in your produce, Vasuraishcha, Vitzarecha, your wine and your oil. So obviously, if you're gathering in your produce, your wine and your oil, then there must be enough for the animals, because animals just need vegetation. So what's the chiddush? Rashi says, you're not going to need to take your animals out into the wilderness. You're not going to need to take them far away in order to be able to pasture. There's going to be so much vegetation close to home that you're not going to need to wander far. Rashi brings another pshat. Dava acha, you will cut down your produce all the rainy days, and you'll throw them down in front of your animals. And then you'll hold back for 30 days before the harvest, and it's not going to take away from the produce. Again, there's going to be so much, there'll be so much good. You'll be able to cut down your produce for the animals, and you'll still have enough for yourself. When we say the bracha for Birkas HaOreach, we daven that a person should have parnasa that's krova le'ir. That a person shouldn't have to wander far in order to be able to earn a living. People do all kinds of hishtadlios. They have to work very hard. They sometimes have to travel far away for business. Self-evident that that's not great for one's home life. It's not great for one's menuchas ha-nefesh, the yishuv hadas, their ability to learn. And therefore, within the bracha of parnasa, there's another bracha, that it should be close to home, in order that a person can benefit from the brachas that they're given. What's the parnasa for? If not to sustain us, to build our homes, to build our families. But if we're not there, we're not there to enjoy it. We're not there to invest in it. So it takes away from its value. When we talk about the brachas and the Shema, they're so complete. Not only will there be so much, and it will be so plentiful, and it will be so bountiful, but it will be easily accessible. It will be close at hand in order for us to be able to focus on what's really important. And that really is the theme of the whole second paragraph of the Shema, certainly according to the Rambam. What do you think? The purpose of mitzvahs is just to make it rain? Some kind of voodoo? Chas v'shalom. The purpose of mitzvahs is to enable us to do more mitzvahs. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. And therefore Hashem sends us the resources that are necessary, not as a reward. Schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. It's not that there's a reward in this world for mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are beyond anything physical. But Hashem will set up the system so that we'll be able to do more mitzvahs. It's the same thing. Hashem will give us the resources that we need in order to be able to do what we need to do to build our homes, to build our families. That seems to be the way that Rashi is learning. We'll be able to focus on what's really important as a result of the bounty that Hashem will bless us with when we listen to his words.